Hello, who are we speaking with?
This is Ed Swarthout.
Ed?
I'm with the CAW.
Can you tell our listeners what the CAW is?
Canadian Auto Workers.
Canadian Auto Workers. How many Canadian Auto Workers are in the march today?
I would assume there's about 100 that came to the march.
Yeah, and where are you from?
All across Canada. I personally am from Kitchener, Ontario.
And can you tell us what the Canadian Auto Workers want, what message you want to send to the G8 today?
We just wanted to ask that the G8 include social groups to ensure that social programs and stuff are being looked at. We want to be involved in it,
just
on the outside.
Can you give our listeners an example of specifically what kind of social programs you would want?
Oh, we just want to make sure that workers' rights are taken care of, hunger is dealt with, poverty, basic social issues, that's all.
Okay. I understand there's a pretty large military and police buildup there in Canada. Any fears on your part of brutality today?
No. We've all the groups that are participating have agreed to be non-militant, non-violent, non-confrontational. So if we don't react, hopefully they won't react.
What do you hope to gain out of this march today, out of these demonstrations against the G8?
Pardon me?
What do you hope to gain out of these demonstrations against the G8?
I would hope that the government would start including groups like, Amnesty International, World Against Hunger, labor groups, just to see that, that there's some checks and balances there. I doubt it will happen, but we're out here trying anyways.
All right. Ed, thanks for talking with us today. Any final thoughts for our listeners?
No, I just want to wish everybody a good day down there, and thanks for listening in.
All right. Appreciate you talking with us.
Thank you.